Harper Audio presents The Third Woman, a thriller by Jonathan Friedland. Performed by Kirsten Potter. Prologue. It was the last day of January, and the new year was approaching. The city of Los Angeles had been winding down for more than a week. The only place still humming was the airport as the expats headed home, crossing the ocean to see devoted fathers, doting mothers, and the occasional abandoned wife. Offices were closing early. With no one on the end of the phone and no deals to be made, there was little point in staying open. It was the second break in 6 weeks, but this one felt less wanted and somehow involuntary, the way a city falls quiet during a strike or a national day of mourning. Still, the red lanterns hanging from the lampposts and trees gave the city some welcome cheer, especially after dark. Not that it gave her much comfort. The night had never been her time. She had always been a child of the early mornings, up with the sun. She lost interest in the sky once it was no longer blue. She was the same now, even in winter, running out into the morning as soon as it had broken. Which was another reason she hated having to do this. Working in this place was bad enough, but the time was worse. These were hours meant for sleep. But she managed to be cheery to the girls when she said goodbye, throwing her clothes into a tote bag and slinging it over her shoulder.